Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin have witnessed the groundbreaking of a nuclear energy cooperation project via video link. President Xi Jinping has called on both sides to adhere to the principle of safety first and set a model for global nuclear energy cooperation. He says nuclear energy is a strategic priority for bilateral cooperation. The Chinese president suggested the two countries deepen scientific and technological cooperation on nuclear energy by sticking to the driving force of innovation. Meanwhile, President Putin says the project contributes to coping with global climate change and realizing the sustainable development of humanity. The project, involving two nuclear power plants in China's Jiangsu and Liaoning provinces, is the biggest of its kind to date. Annual power generation will reach over 37 billion kilowatt hours after operation, reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 30 million tons per year. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi have called for urgent international efforts to increase pandemic aid to Africa. As the president of the UN Security Council for May, China's convened an open debate on peace and security in Africa. Addressing the open debate, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says equitable and sustainable vaccine rollout worldwide is the quickest and best way to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the lack of sufficient vaccines in Africa has posed great difficulties for the continent. Guterres called on the international community to remove export restrictions and ramp up local production of COVID-19 vaccines. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says Africa is critical in the world's fight against the pandemic, and the pressing task now is to build a line of defense against the virus there. Wang also called on countries to provide vaccines to Africa on an emergency basis if they're capable of doing so. The China National Space Administration has released two photos and two videos captured by China's Tianwen-1 Mars probe during and after the country's first landing on the red planet. The first photograph, a black and white image, was taken by an obstacle avoidance camera installed in front of the Mars rover. The second image, a color photo, was taken by the navigation camera towards the rear of the rover. The lander and rover of the Tianwen-1 mission touched down on a vast plain in the northern hemisphere of Mars on May 15th, becoming the country's first probe to land on a planet other than Earth. After landing last Saturday, the lander and rover established communication with the Earth. The rover is now making preparations for moving down from the lander onto the Martian surface. Scientists have published the latest outcomes obtained by China's Dark Matter Particle Explorer, nicknamed Wukong or Monkey King. Scientists with the project say they've measured the energy spectrum of cosmic ray helium nuclei using 4.5 years of recorded data. They previously measured the spectrum of high-energy proton cosmic rays. Protons and helium nuclei account for 99% of all cosmic rays, and analyzing the energy spectrum will provide key information for research. The United Nations has given an update on casualties from the hostilities in Gaza, the West Bank, and Israel. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says 219 Palestinians, including 63 children, have been killed in Gaza. In the West Bank, 25 Palestinians have been killed, including 4 children. Israeli sources reported 12 people killed, including 2 children and a soldier. Thousands of people have been injured, mainly in the West Bank and Gaza. A spokesperson said UN officials have been in contact with all parties and are urging all sides to exercise maximum restraint. The Israeli army fired shells towards southern Lebanon after 4 rockets were fired into northern Israel on Wednesday. So far, there's been 4 exchanges of fire between Israel and Lebanon since fighting began in Gaza nearly 2 weeks ago.